welcome to the Voice of the Force podcast for the Bad Batch. We're back, and we are kind of in like a weird mid-season finale-ish kind of thing, but not really. My name's Dan, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Ed and Noma.
Hello, hello.
How you guys doing? There.
I felt the same way, too. When I saw the both episodes, I was just like, oh, is there a mid-season finale?
Yeah.
But it's going all the way through. What? Are we just finishing up this arc?
Like, yeah, it's like a double episode arc. But what episodes are we covering today?
Today, we are discussing the events of the Bad Batch episode 6, season 3, episode 6 and 7, both named Infiltration and Extraction. And we're going to go over what happened and then our thoughts for what may happen in the next few episodes. And if we spotted any Easter eggs, what did we spot? How many did we spot? And where do they come from in the Star Wars Legends and or canon? But if there's something that you think we've missed or something you want more details on, please feel free to contact us. There's many ways to do so. Noma's going to let you know of some right now. They'll be in the show notes, and we'll also repeat them at the end of the episode.
Absolutely. So yeah, as always, one of the easiest ways to find us is our website. That is voiceoftheforce.com. We've also got our email, which is voiceoftheforce@gmail.com. On social media, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. The handle for all of those is @VoiceForcePod. As always, retweeting and reposting our new episode tweets does help with growing our listener base and is very much appreciated. And you can listen, rate, review, follow, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, and all major podcast platforms. Reviewing us with 5 stars and a comment helps with visibility, and you can subscribe for free for the latest episode as soon as it releases. Now, of course, we've also got to shill our Twitch page. We're on Twitch 3 times a week. You can find us there at twitch.tv/voiceforcegaming. We've got three kind of basic, or not basic, but we've got 3 days that usually follow the same formula. So that is Tuesdays at 10 p.m. EST. I'm usually doing co-op games with a VTuber friend of mine, Roomba Friend. Currently, that is taking the form of an Elden Ring co-op. We're doing pretty well in that. If you tune into that one, we had a little bit of it. You know, it wasn't a super fun time, but it was a pretty, I'd say, pretty good run of Volcano Manor that we completed this week. So if you want to see how weird it is getting two people to fight the Great Serpent, because it was real weird, a lot stranger than I thought it was going to be. However, the whole point was so that we could get Roomba the Blasphemous Blade, which he now has. And then on top of that, I've also got Eleonora's polearm. So I've got my build. It's so fun. Oh my god. And his is shaping up too. So you can join us there for some of that as I slowly forge Roomba into a adequate Soulsborne player. Then on Fridays at 6 p.m. EST, I'm doing Arma, which is a military simulator, but with Star Wars mods. So I'm part of the 91st Mobile Reconnaissance Task Force, a clone unit from the actual canon, which is fun. So if you're interested in seeing either the kind of like Overlord perspective, where I'm commanding all the bad guys and stuff like that, or the tank company, that is what I'm usually doing there. This week we ran into some technical difficulties, unfortunately, but hopefully next week it'll work very well. And then Saturdays at 3 p.m. EST, we are usually doing a game that I'm usually playing, and then Ed and Dan are also there for to hang out, shoot the shit, talk the good talk, all that kind of stuff. Currently, that is Mountain Blade 2 Bannerlord, where we are medieval fantasy Mandalorians who are on their way to establishing their own little proctorate. So tune in for that. And if you've got any suggestions on what we should play, also let us know. You know, for example, I'm very, very tempted to try and forcibly convert the other two to playing Helldivers, because I've been playing that, and my god, is it fun. It has never felt better to be a hapless Imperial Guardsman, managed democracy Super Earth soldier, just getting annihilated by my own weapons, which has happened multiple times. So it's so fun. But yeah, if there's any games you'd like us to play, swing by on any of those days. You know, jump into the chat, let us know, because as long as I've got it, I'm absolutely down to play it. But yeah, that is everything for how to reach us and Twitch.
Thank you, gentlemen. Let's get into the spoiler warning, which is going to be me telling you to go watch these episodes if you've not watched them yet, because we're going to spoil everything in them, and then we're going to talk about what it means for the next few episodes and possibly the rest of the season. So with that said, let's get into the credits for this episode.
Hauser, I'm approaching with the Senator.
What's your status?
All clear up top. Greer, is the interior secure?
Affirmative. We're standing by.
Copy that. Stay alert.
I'm not certain it was wise to come out of hiding, Senator. It is not safe for us here.
We're not safe anywhere, GS-8. But we must continue on.
I suppose so.
Don't worry. My team is in position.
This is Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 6 and 7. So that is Infiltration and Extraction. Infiltration, the writer is Brad Rao, and the director is Stuart Lee. And for Extraction, the writers are Jennifer Corbett and Matt Machenovitz, and the director is Saul Ruiz. As always, if I mispronounce anybody's names, I do apologize for that. I'm just going to do both episodes together because they are a two-parter, and the plot is basically, you know, congruent through both of them. So we start on, I thought it was Raxus Secundus, but apparently it's the Pantoran homeworld. And we get the, I can't remember his name, but the governor of Raxus Secundus is with Rex, and they're slowly making their way to a meeting with the Pantoran senator, Rio, I think. And, Rio Chuchi, I think. I think Chuchi's the last name. But anyways, they are being shadowed by one of the mysterious, clone special program guys. And with it, there was something that was very confusing. I talked to Dan about it a little bit earlier, but there are two people who were told are on guard. And that is Hauser from Season 2 on Ryloth, and a new person called Greer. And that name messed me up for like a good 5-10 minutes because I thought it was someone else who has a very similar name. I see Ed nodding. I think he got it too. It's just especially because someone with the armor of the person I thought it was shows up in this episode. So there's a couple of other people who are also part of this mission, but the main thing is they are guarding the two senators while they discuss the new empire and Palpatine's reach, and the fact that we're basically getting like the early stages of like kind of like entertaining the rebellion. Actually, I guess the earliest stage is the deleted episode 3 scene with Padme and Mon Mothma and Bail Organa, but still. Basically, the super secret special clone knocks out Greer, and it's only the efficiency of Hauser that lets Rex know that the assassin is there before he gets the chance to do anything. So his plan is a failure. He tries to escape, and Hauser literally just drive-bys him, which was fucking hilarious. He's like trying to get away, and Hauser just rolls up on a bark and like stuns him 3 times. And I was like, oh my god, the fucking like amazing work
badass.
There.
So, I was like, that's some good like tactician stuff right there.
It was cold. It's like, this is awesome. They take him back to their home base, which we're never told what planet it is, but apparently it's Teth. So we're going back there, which is pretty cool. We got a couple of other clone names. So there's someone who looks like he's either Coruscant Guard or I thought he was Cody for a bit, but his name's Firebolt. And then we get someone who is the person that I was like, okay, I don't understand what's happening anymore. His name is Hemmick. But he is wearing the armor of
Nemec, yeah.
Hemmick. Is it Nemec? I thought it was Hemmick.
I'm just looking at the credits here for the characters.
Okay. Like I said, we'll talk about it after the episode, but his armor confused the hell out of me for a while. All they're able to learn from this super secret clone is that they know where the suicidal extra chips are now, so they remove that. Rex tells him that he knows about Tantis and tries to get some information out. Obviously, the guy doesn't say anything, but he also had a data puck with a list of targets, and one of those targets is Omega. So Rex tells, I think it's Firebolt, to let Echo and Hunter know, and that they should come by. We get the moment with Hauser, who's obviously still very angry about Crosshair, which makes sense because of Ryloth. And, you know, Rex tries to be the, like, ah, we're on the same team here. So we cut to the Bad Batch. They're on their way. They don't know what's up. But we also get a very small thing that'll come back later on, which is that Echo is going to drop them off at Teth, and then he's going to go pick up Gregor. So we're getting, you know, a couple more little cross lines of, like, explaining all the stuff that leads up to Rebels. But they get to Teth. They have a little talk. Hauser is not happy to see Crosshair, which makes sense. They eventually talk about the clone assassin guy. Crosshair immediately freaks out and says, like, well, they know if you did that, then they'd be all over us. And Hauser's like, oh, we scanned for tracking devices. And he's like, yeah, these ones won't come up on scans. So they go to talk to him. The assassin tries to, like, play them against each other by being like, oh, you could have joined your... You know, why don't you ask Crosshair? He knows all about us, like, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't really work, though, because as this is happening, basically we get Scorch assigning another clone assassin guy to go and kill the first clone because he's been compromised. And so he lands on Teth, sneaks in, and then, like, as they're about to be like, oh, is there going to be a fight between Hauser and Crosshair? The other assassin comes in and shoots the clone assassin. We also get a scene that was kind of funny where he literally runs into the room, like the assassin runs into the room, and I'm like, cool, so those solid snake powers that Hunter has are, like, fully gone at this point. And then he sees Omega, runs out of the room, tells Scorch, who sends reinforcements, and then runs back in.
Yeah,
and it's like, guys, like, a little Hunter. Bit of internal security, come on. Yeah, like, this is
it's
your
all
thing,
the electrical interference in the room, that's what it
ugh.
Is
ugh. No,
it's because they're in wild space, that's why. Sorry, it doesn't work here.
It's because the script says here that he's not
exactly
supposed to, but,
right?
But yeah, so the clone assassin's first shot kills the other clone assassin dude, so a fight breaks out. I thought, because the dude has the exact same color armor and the exact same hair as Hauser, that Hauser grabs a flamethrower, runs over to the clone assassin, tries to flamethrower him, gets shot. The flamethrower drops in front of a thermal detonator that then it cooks off, explode, which was really, I did appreciate the, like, oh, cool, so you can cook off a thermal detonator, that's neat. But it goes off, like, obliterates the room, collapses everything, comms are down because the assassin cut it. And that's basically where we end episode 6. So episode 7 starts off with, it looked like the living clone assassin was dead because he gets, like, hit by, like, 15 pieces of rubble. Nah, he's fine. And
it
he
just
seems
made
to recover
a nice cubby
episode.
Hole for him, that's all.
Well, the part that bugged me was he seems to recover as the episode goes on. Like,
yeah,
he's
like
some
limping.
Terminator kind of stuff going on, man.
Like, he first gets out and his arm's
limping.
Like,
they reduce
he's
his pain receptors.
And his arm looks like he's hurt. And right,
it might
arm. Like, so he, like, hits a bunch of buttons on his arm and it's like, oh, those are broken too. So,
like three
anyways,
times in the episode, I'm like, why? You know, it's
he keeps
broken.
Doing it. Yeah. It's just,
yeah. The second time I thought it was going to lead into something, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he goes out and sees this. Oh, I forgot about the end of episode 6. We get a big reveal that the person leading the strike force that was called in is Wolf. And I was like, oh, so that's interesting. And so it's like, oh, I can see, you know, again, we got to get paths crossing because we got to get Gregor, Wolf, and Rex on that one desert planet at some point. But yeah, so they land. Wolf is not happy to see this assassin dude because he doesn't even know who he is. And what ends up happening is that they basically just start planning around, like, while ignoring the assassin, because Wolf's like, okay, well, we found this tunnel they're going down, so we'll seal the exit. We'll go down to a lower level and intercept them halfway up. And the assassin just goes down the hole, and the TK trooper with him is like, should I not collapse the tunnel? And Wolf's like, I don't care, just collapse the tunnel. So they go down to the mid-level to start going up. Meanwhile, the Bad Batch and Rex and Nemec and Hauser are running down. You know, we do get a moment where there's another little, like, tense standoff of, like, oh, you know, Hauser still doesn't like Crosshair, but they keep running down. They get to a point where Crosshair realizes the assassin's after them, so he has a little bit of a fight with them. I thought they were going to bring it up later because he's like, I'll take care of him. And then he hits him with a mine that, again, the assassin just tanks.
Yeah.
I was like, man, okay.
These assassins, man. There are some
tougher than Mandalorians at this point. Like, it's crazy.
These guys are built ready, honestly.
Yeah, right. He falls like 50 stories, like, lands, doesn't break both of his arms, and then manages to not get shot by Crosshair. And it was like, well, okay.
Yeah. I was surprised. I was like, I thought they were going to be like, hey, you left him alive.
Nobody questions it. So they managed to get to an escape transport that doesn't have hyperspace capabilities. So they run away, but the assassin shoots at the engine, so it crashes. Wolf gets very mad at that because he's like, "We're supposed to take the target alive. Stop trying to kill them." The assassin's like, "Yip, yip, yip," and like goes with them anyway. I thought Wolf was just gonna kill him because it was like, "I don't even know who you are. I don't even know what your authority is. Why are you here? You're a nuisance."
He doesn't even know he's a clone. He just knows he's an infiltrator, right?
Yeah, he's just some guy. Coordinates. And there's no credentials at all. So I thought Wolf was just going to be like, "Well, all right, if you don't exist, then bop." But no, he's like, "I'm going to be grumpy about this." So the Bad Batch and the clones escape. They're hunted by the assassin for a little bit. We do get a moment where Hauser and Crosshair come clean with each other and... because Hauser says, "Oh, why'd you defect? Why should we trust you?" And he goes, "Oh, I had stock and loyalty. The Empire doesn't reward that." And Hauser's like, "Yeah, well, you can see other examples of that here." So they get closer to the extraction that Echo is supposed to be performing. And they get jumped by Wolf's team, but the team that Wolf isn't part of. So they have a cool thing because at some point they liberated some smoke grenades, so they use those to pull a fucking hitman mission and just basically like take out all these TKs. And
that was pretty cool in the smoke.
There was one part that really bugged me though, which is that the clone commando goes down to Batcher.
Yeah,
like immediately.
Batcher's a big dog, man.
Well, like he jumps to the commando and he's out like a light. And I'm like, why are you here then? Why?
So all I'm hearing is it's good against stun blasts, the armor, but it's not good against concussive force from a dog.
He got like knocked down, hit his head once, and was out like a light. I was just like, what I was expecting was for him to get knocked down and then Wrecker to just follow up and like clock him. And then it would be like, okay, well,
Or the dog just like injury. Takes him down and like, ah, or something, right? But he just knocks him down.
Oh, but
like,
yeah, they're not going to have the mascot kill anybody, right? But knock down the commando. He tries to get up. Wrecker fucking flatlines him. And then it's like, okay, well, now I understand why he's out like a light.
Yeah.
I was just like, immediate.
There he is. I knew that was going to be something we talked about.
It was just so weird. Like, the
boss clone commanders
is all over. Well, that's the thing, right? We see on when they infiltrate, like it takes like 2-3 stun blasts to put down a clone commando. It takes like 5 to take out Scorch.
I think physical concussive versus like a energy blast. I feel like that's the difference. Maybe
again, if Batcher had hit him and like knocked him off a cliff, then okay, I can understand why he's out. But he just like knocks him into a rock and it's just okay, so a 3-foot fall can just like take out a clone commando. So they take out that group, basically. They get to the actual... they're nearing the rendezvous point and the assassin decides to start firing again. He takes out Nemec, and then Crosshair saves Hauser, which will play in later on. So Crosshair has a fight with the assassin, shoots him, again, doesn't do anything to him, which I was like... okay. All it does is like makes the assassin lose his rifle. And then Crosshair decides, well, we're in close quarters combat now, I'm gonna still use my sniper rifle, loses that fight. Yeah, oh right, because I'm just like, come on,
I was so angry. I have a bunch to say with this
one. Oh, 100%, because I was like, Crosshair, you have a pistol. I can see the pistol.
The other guy whips out his scout pistol ready to go. So it's like
still fighting like, some mental games with this dude like, dude, this guy Crosshair has come down so far because he used to be like a sniping expert, a tactical genius, and now it's like he is struggling to even come to terms with
he got the Bad Batch nerf when he joined back up,
right?
Updated armor, no, put the updates in there, you suck now, right? Say goodbye to 50 levels, fuck.
Yeah,
I think he'll come back, it's just gonna take some time. Because if they were going to kill him, this would have been a great time to do it.
Yeah, he wouldn't be needing to save Omega more. But because it's literally the meme of like the NPC when he's not in your party versus when he joins and just immediately becomes a joke. So
absolutely.
The fight culminates with Crosshair tackling the assassin off a waterfall, and I was like, oh, cool. So they're dead. They get up. They have a knife fight. The clone's like, you could have been one of us. And Crosshair's like, I don't wanna. So they fight longer. They go off another waterfall. And then they're like getting swept down another waterfall. It ends with the assassin like choking, like trying to strangle Crosshair, and like while Crosshair's underwater.
Yeah, that was. I thought he drowned him. Like, oh damn.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, they're not going to kill him off like this, right? So Hunt, Crosshair pretends to be dead so that the assassin ends up just getting like stun bolted a bunch by Hauser, who then comes in to actually save Crosshair. And the assassin goes off a cliff, and I was like, oh, yeah.
The end so of
he's no, he's stunned. Dead. He's stunned. You know, it's like a car accident. If you're unconscious when you're getting a car accident, you're not going to get...
If you're limp when you hit the ground.
Yeah, you're, yeah.
literally, though, I saw that, and I was like, look, it's my tech thing again, because I know he's not dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he, and so, he fell into a body of water. You don't know if tech did.
Who knows? He fell into a really huge bush.
I know. I'm on your side, Nova. I'm just making devil's advocate here.
But it was 100%. I was like, yeah, see, there we go. So they managed to, you know, Crosshair thanks Hauser. They get to the actual extraction site. Then Wolf shows up. Then we get to a part where I went, wait, what? Because they come out and Wolf is basically like, drop your weapons, and then Rex reveals himself and is like, you know, I'm still alive, and Wolf's like, that's impossible, that can't be true, that's impossible, and Rex goes, search your feelings, you know, it's true.
legitimately, yes.
And so Wolf basically goes, okay, well, you're not fighting against us, right? And he goes, I'm not fighting against you, I'm fighting against the Empire. And Wolf goes, okay, still have to finish my mission. And Rex goes, yeah, man, but we're bros. And Wolf's like, I need to finish my mission. And Rex goes, yeah, but like, but bro. And Wolf's like, okay, let them go. I was like, what?
Some of the weakest shit I've seen in a long time.
I interpreted it a different way, but yes, okay. They tried to frame it around the fact that like Rex is like, you're being tasked with like kidnapping a child. Does that not make you feel bad?
But also like the time that they've had together. But then again, Noma and I talked about this where it's like, yeah, we don't really see like, a lot of that time.
Exactly. I can count the number of times that Rex and Wolf have interacted on like one hand.
Yeah.
So it's very strange. And there was a character where I was like, if you used him instead, I'd 100% actually buy it.
If they actually use Cody or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the other thing, too, is like they thought he was killed in action, but he wasn't. And usually when you have KIA, that means that they've confirmed that the body's dead. However, if it's MIA, you're missing an action. So the Empire made it KIA.
There's a big preamble to all of that reveal as well that factors into it, right? Because like the whole time they're there, the commando, the joke commando, Clown Commando, whatever you want to call him.
Well, hey, he doesn't get knocked out by a hound, so Hilo might be okay. We don't know yet.
That's true.
But he's still receiving a lot of things from Scorch, and so the mission parameters, everything like that. So when Wolf finds it, it's like, wait, these are clones that we've been. What the hell? Why are we fighting clones? This doesn't make any sense. And he's like, oh well, that's classified. is it? So he's already uneased. Unnerved by that, and then it's just like, okay, so you have me attacking clones, my own brothers. Now my brother who I thought was dead is actually alive. What the fuck is going on? I need answers.
There's some stuff you can see is the cogs turning in his head.
But he's just like, I'm only letting you go because I want to find stuff out and see what the hell is going on and who's lying to me and who's telling the truth. And if I find out you're lying to me, I'm gonna hunt you now.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the way it was gonna. This is why he was like, "Okay, go for now."
Yeah, that, if it had been presented that way, it definitely would have been more compelling. Because as is the way that the dialogue was structured, yeah, like Ed said, because it was the same thing I thought. Where it was like, if it was Cody, I'd buy it because they are like fucking.
They are. They're
actual clone bros. Yeah, yeah. Like we've seen all the shit they've been through, but because they already used him in the last season, now it's different, and so it's like. A little bit odd.
Wolf eventually meet up with the Bad Batch again, so then he can join in with Rex and them.
But by that same thing, considering how they've used Cody, I should also say that's basically the end of the episode. They leave, and then that wraps it up. But considering how they've used Cody since then, it makes more sense to me that Wolf would have been the one in season two who defects, and then have Cody here now, and then have him, because I guarantee you the reason why they did that was so that Wolf can now get locked up in Tantus, and now they've got. You know, an actual named character reason.
Potentially,
now they're gonna go save him from there because Wolf defied orders.
Like he's maybe stationed there, and then coming from Tantus.
Yeah, I think he was grouped with them, and they're gonna come back, explain what Wolf did, and he's gonna get thrown in jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
interesting stuff.
Yeah, that's basically the episode. The only other thing I missed out was that there are some, like, I can't think of a better word than, like, some cute moments in this episode. There's one, like, when they're on their way to Teth, and Crosshair is doing his like, cool guy toothpick thing, and he kind of, like, looks over, and Omega's trying to copy him.
Yeah, she's smoldering, and I was too, like, with a little toothpick.
Yeah, well, she's trying to. She's not smoldering. No, she's just kind of, like...
She's, like...
Yeah, she's trying to copy Big Brother, and I was like, nah, that's nice. And then there's a part later where Crosshair is, like, checking in on Omega, and he's like, you okay? She's like, yeah. Can you hold the do you know how to use that energy crossbow? Because I always forgot
she got
Echo gives Omega a new weapon, which is, like, a neat little energy crossbow. And she's like, yeah. And he goes, can you carry all that stuff on your pack properly? And she's like, yeah, you're worse than Hunter. He's like, no, I'm so much worse than Hunter.
Yeah.
And it's like, I appreciate that now he's on board with the
jokes,
helping her out.
Yeah, it's good.
So the thing that really confused me, and like I said, I saw Ed nodding with it as well, is that so in the beginning, when they're calling out clones, they say, hey, Greer, like, internal security. And I was like, Greer's dead. We see him get decapitated by Yoda in episode 3.
Yep.
How is he still here? And then they cut to the internal, and it's a dude almost wearing his exact armor. It's, like, white with green stripes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's... he's still alive somehow. Did they forget? And then I actually had to pause the episode to be like, I'm not going crazy, right? And I looked it up. It's Commander Gree and Clone Trooper Greer. Yep. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? They added an R. That's it? And then to make it worse, when Nemec shows up, he is wearing the armor that Gree's unit used
on
Kashyyyk.
Kashyyyk's armor.
I was like, so it... Yeah, I was like, so it is Gree. And I saw his helmet, and I was like, no, the markings are... No, because, like, Gree had, like, a... But he has the green visor, and so I was so confused. And so this is the first time, which I guess is impressive, it's the first time in Bad Batch where I was getting confused by clones.
Because,
Like I said, the guy...
Was put in a tipping point. I don't remember what episode or season that was. Season 2, episode 14, when he's on...
Of Bad Batch, or...
Yeah, Bad Batch, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when he was first introduced. So, like, he then eventually joins in with the team.
Okay. But yeah, so there was that. And then, like I said, there's a clone who looks exactly like Hauser.
Yeah.
Who grabs the flamethrower and, like,
takes
I
a...
was like, I mean,
that sucks. You say a clone that looks exactly like Hauser. And
right? Like, they all look...
You know,
like,
you're doing it, too.
But, but it's because he's got the... They both have the shaved sides of the head. And then, like, the coif of hair. Yeah, right, exactly. And then that little coif of hair at the top. So I was like, Hauser's dead. And then the next episode, I was like, wait, I guess it was some other guy.
No, I got thrown by that, too.
And I also love that you're doing a Lobot kind of thing going on right now with the thing behind your head.
What? Like, I don't want to mess it up just yet, so it's going like that.
I love it.
We chop off his arm, he can be Echo.
But, there you go.
Oh, my God. Did you guys notice this started to bug me for the episode? Because I saw the first instance of it, and I was like, wait, huh? And I went back and I kept looking at it, and then it's all I could focus on for the two of them. If you notice, I think it starts with either Rex or one of the clones that also, like Rex, uses dual pistols.
Yeah.
When he grabs it from his holster, I guess the blaster activates optical camo because it's not in his hand.
There's a moment where a guy is doing this, but there's nothing in
there's
his
nothing
hand.
In his
and
hand.
I was like, I guess he's squaring up weirdly.
So either they really rushed this one that. Or something, because, like, you'll see him draw it, and he's clearly, his hands are shaped like he's
holding
like
not this,
like
properly.
I'm doing right now. Like, he's holding it, and there's nothing there.
It must be that there was a rendering problem. Did he shoot with nothing in his hand?
No,
he's just pointing with it.
Yeah.
And then there's another moment where somebody goes to holster there, so they're holding it. They go to holster it. It goes into the holster, and once again, optical camo. It's not there.
Oh,
and
shit.
So I'm like, what the? And it happened a few times throughout both episodes, and I'm just like, going insane. Like, am I not getting all my frames? Like, what the fuck is happening?
I would guess
that the production was very rushed on those episodes.
Had to.
And so you can't get as many dailies in, or you don't have enough time to fix that. Because there was also one animation shortcut I noticed, which was that when Crosshair tackles the assassin into the first waterfall, or I guess stream, they land behind a rock so they don't have to animate the splash.
And then they're in it.
Yeah, and then they just kind of keep going.
I noticed two more, and that was the
balloons.
Weird.
Nice.
I noticed two more. I don't know what caused that happen at Google Meet, but okay. It was the ship going down, and then the shuttle going down. They were both behind stuff. Because, like, the first, like, escape shuttle they had, it crashed behind some rocks or trees, and then the other one goes behind the trees and explodes.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see anything except for the explosion, and then, like, a little bit of the dirt from the first one.
You see the aftermath.
Yeah.
I completely forgot to mention, Crosshair snipes a pilot through
That was pretty cool.
That was great. Shuttle.
Yeah, that was really neat.
I was like,
hey, I'm sorry.
He's back.
How powerful is that fucking, like, Terminator's rifle where he can blast out from quite a
It didn't have shields, though. It's a little like hop shuttle thing. It didn't have a hyperdrive engine.
I get it, but like,
The thing I found hilarious was like, you see Crosshair sees that he shoots the pilot, and then the Mu shuttle goes over, and then he turns around and puts like six more rounds into the engines.
Yeah,
so I'm like, dude, he's already dead. Yeah, you can see the ship.
I felt like that was just to say, like, I can do it too. That was it, because I saw that as just pure pettiness to be like, you ain't special.
I thought these were decent episodes. Like, it wasn't a terrible couple episodes. We got some interesting stuff. We brought Wolf in, which we didn't think was going to happen. I forgot about it because it has to happen at some point.
Mm.
We also get the point where we're in wild space for Teth, which is where this base is. The base is a Bomar Order monastery. So, you know, like spider droid things?
The spider dudes at Jabba's palace.
The interesting thing, too, is I have two things that we're going to learn today. It's the same monastery where Asajj Ventress takes Rata, who's the infant son of the crime lord Jabba the Hutt in the Clone Wars. Same place, same, like, monastery.
Well, I was going to say, because it looks like the same...
Where Anakin goes to save her with Ahsoka.
Well, I was going to say, it looks like the same planet that Zero goes to for his dad's grave, because it's that kind of same, like, purpley...
It might be.
...atmosphere. It's just, like, on that one, you only see cliff tops.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like,
this is very interesting, because I also learned that it's not called Stinky the Hutt. It's called Rata the Hutt.
Yeah, they retconned it. Yeah.
Oh, did they? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, because he's Stinky when they, like, find him, because I think they don't... movie, he's Stinky.
What did they name him? Rata? The original movie.
Later. But the movie, it's all Stinky.
Yeah, because that's what they nicknamed, because he's Stinky as hell. Interesting.
Anyway,
so that's something that I learned.
I don't think anyone's going to argue that the Clone Wars does not start off strong.
Yeah. The animation's really rough too. Like, if you compare that with like these episodes, like, you're like, whoa.
Oh, I mean, it's not even fair.
Evolution. Like, night and day at that point.
Evolution of the technology and the skills,
different.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, we get that, and we get also an Aqualicious seafood restaurant that they're at the beginning, as well as an unidentified Euro restaurant and an unidentified Raps restaurant.
It will never not be funny to me.
And Torrent Tea Parlor.
Oh, yeah.
Those are all the like businesses around the area.
It will never not be funny to me that Raxus Secundus is the nice planet in the system, and Raxus Prime is a
frying is the shithole.
Yeah.
Also, that governor guy, his name is Avi Singh. Yeah. Or just reference that's from
Mr. Avi Singh.
Yeah, he was from the Qui-Gon
issue with that.
Tales of the Jedi thing. That's when we saw the Raxus stuff, because like, he's like, I'm gonna take over and do all this stuff on this planet. I think it's the same guy, right?
No.
He died.
No. Yeah.
Oh, did he? Dooku kills him.
Almost kills him.
And yeah, Dooku almost kills him.
But that's like the Diablo planet. No, the last time we saw the Senator was Bad Batch Season 2.
Oh, that's okay. I'm confusing those two.
And they steal the ATTE. Yeah.
That's right. So that's right. My bad.
This guy. That whole operation, I was so disappointed in Rex. I really was. Because it was just like, okay, yeah, we're gonna do this low profile sneak the senator to the meeting with the other senator or the governor or whatever. It's like, okay, cool. So we're us in our armor and everything. Well, it's clone armor, so we gotta like cover up with like cloaks and everything like that. What about the Senate? What about the governor? Oh, just leave him and his all his regalia and everything.
Go through the sewer system.
That would have been a lot easier, right? So because it opens up
there. It goes right into it.
Yeah. So I was so mad at that. I'd be like, you couldn't cover him too? Just to make him look like a peasant or something. Nobody's going to look twice at him. Or take the sewer. You pop up right there and it's like, boom, we're in the meeting. No, we'll parade him.
Okay, no wonder you were feckin' followed. Like, it was so frustrating seeing some of that. It was just like, guys, you're supposed to be. This is TK behavior right now. What are you doing?
Like I said, the elite behavior of the assassin running into the room, Hunter not noticing him.
Yeah.
And he literally sees everybody, sees Omega, leaves the room, contacts Scorch, runs back in, knocks out Firebolt, and then, like, does all the. And I was like, bro, come on.
I was like, the only reason that would happen, Ed, my own canon, like, funny reasoning is there's too much electrical interference in the space.
Hey, like, when you said that, I was muted, but I was thinking, I was just like, you know what? Your wild space claim could hold some merit.
Maybe.
Only because when programming the clones and everything like that, they go through the database and fluctuations and everything of all the planets in the known galaxy. Wild space is still a coin flip.
Yeah.
So it's just like, his powers could very well be, it's like, your attributes do not work here. You are a trooper now. You still have all your training and everything like that. But your bonus stats, no effect.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just like, yeah, you can't sense anything
like,
out
it's
here
because like they didn't know thing, about it. Right?
Yeah, my main thing is like, when was the last time he actually used his powers?
Exactly. It's just like, I wish you would use them on the ice ball planet, because even though it's right, there's nothing, like, it's still within the galaxy, you should know.
Yeah.
Known galaxy.
I thought it was a decent couple episodes to introduce Wolf and give Crosshair some interesting conflict. Between, like, well, he was supposed to be the part of this program and wasn't able to join it, which is fine. However, when he wasn't useful, he realized, you know, this is not for me, and that's good. Interesting couple of things that, like, have come out of it, but also CX2, which is the name of these assassin clones, he's alive at the end. He fell down those two waterfalls. He also got crushed by rocks.
He should have drowned.
This armor is, like, amazing.
Legendary.
This is, like,
impacts on nothing.
Yeah, right?
This stuff is, like...
Another thing that I noticed as well... I'm losing it now. Oh, no. Oh,
who's your favorite clone in this episode?
Oh, no, it's to do with Crosshair as well. Because before Hauser starts being nice and everything, because Crosshair saves him, and then he's all gay. And then as they're preparing for the next one, after they get out of they crash land and they get up in the ship, Crosshair's talking to Omega, and he's just like, all right, be careful now. Remember this. No, don't go there. Just stay by me. You just do this. And so later, Hauser's just like, I've noticed how you are with the kid. You must be all right. You're nice to kids, so which then leads more into the, like, hey,
sure, he's changed.
Wolf, you're hunting a kid. Like, you can see just from how their conversations is like, okay, kid, respect, treat nice, really high up on clone kind of honor system sort of thing. If that's what Rex was falling back on, like, we have a code, we have honor, the Empire does not. So they're getting you to do a lot of shit that we would never have done because we wouldn't allow ourselves.
And he's definitely waking up from that chip like everybody else, so I think.
And you see him already start to. So it's just like, between what Hauser says that all of a sudden makes Crosshair, well, not all of a sudden, but, like, lends more to why Crosshair. Okay, Crosshair, good. Okay, don't worry about him much anymore. He's opened up. He's told us things anyway and all that. It's just like, okay, he is clone. He is not Empire.
Right.
Good enough. Kind of thing. This is how I chose to see that afterwards, because I was just like, that's all it took, just say two things nice to Omega. They've been talking for months, of course he would, but hey, neither here nor there, they don't need to know that.
Yeah. Any last points for this episode? I want to try some of the Aqualicious seafood. That's about
it. Of course you do. Seafood gyro does not make sense to me.
No. It's an Aqualicious seafood restaurant, and then there's a tea parlor, a gyro restaurant, and wraps. They're all different. Places, yeah. But anyway, let's get into the outro. Welcome to the outro of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to our discussion on this episode. If you had anything that you wanted to share with us about what you thought of this episode, anything that you saw that we didn't see, anything that you enjoyed or didn't enjoy about this episode, Ed will let you know how to do that.
Absolutely. And as Noma said, easiest way to find us is our website, voiceoftheforce.com. If you prefer to contact us by email, that is voiceoftheforce@gmail.com. On social media, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. On all three, we are at VoiceForcePod. So anything you retweet or repost does help with growing the listener base, and we very much appreciate it. Please listen, rate, review, follow, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, and all major podcast platforms. If you do leave us a five-star review and a comment, it does help with visibility so that next person can find us that much faster. And when you subscribe, which is for free, you'll get the latest episode as soon as it releases. Remember, we are also on Twitch. That is twitch.tv/VoiceForceGaming. We stream Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. In those times, in accordance with daylight saving times, keep your eyes on Twitter and Instagram for updates as to when we go live.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. And remember, we're bros. We're cool. We're bros. I'll let you go.
Clones, bro. Clones? Girl, bro.
We share the same DNA, bro.
Bro.
Bro. Bro. Bruh?
This is a clique of brotherhood, and the TKs aren't invited.
They're just, all the TKs are just FNGs for life.
Yeah, that's like how they sprinkled in a few TKs throughout it. They're like, sir.
Right.
They're like, CX guy, dude, just like vanished. And it's like, you want me to go after him? It's like, no, dude, are you going to die? Like, I'm not going to waste you on that guy. We'll be right back.